crucified with him, one on the right hand and the other one on the left. Look at John 12 and 27. John 12 and 27. Now is my soul troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I into this hour. Wasn't no mistake. It wasn't no slip up. It wasn't I reckon. He was chosen to come and die for our sins. He wasn't trying to get out of dying. He come here to die.
All right. All right.
And he wasn't afraid to die. But nobody wants to just die, get killed, but he knew what he was doing. In other words, he went out of his mind.
All right.
He wasn't insane. He come here for this. Evidently, we needed it for some purpose. God don't make mistakes. He doesn't make mistakes. He knew this before the foundation of the world, that he will come. But the 38th verse said, then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and the other one on the left. That make him be in the middle. That put him in the middle. So this is our thought this morning. The man in the middle. The man in the middle. Here Jesus, between two thieves. Why between two thieves? They want him to look bad.
Yes, sir.
They want him to look bad. They want the world has said that he, with his kind, we putting him there to look bad. Between two thieves on the cross. When I look at this, how in the world did Jesus get himself in such a condition? How in the world did he get himself in a condition like this? Because he loved us so.
Right.
This can't be nothing but love. We were dying, and on our way to hell, he loved us just that much.
Yes, sir.
That he come to die to give us a way out.
Come on, yes,
and he was the only one who fixed it.
Right.
And he done that for us.
Well.
Something else comes to my mind, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you see people say they know you're faithful. When they see you're faithful, they try to shame you if you don't watch yourself. Sometimes you hear them say, well, it don't take all that. Brother, it don't take all that now. You ain't got to do all the time around you in church. Look what Christ done for you. If he can die for your sin, how can you go so much for him? with our hard-headed selves. We had Facebook. But when you find people that faithfully try to shame you, to stop you from doing because you're the light to them, you're shining, and they know they ought to be doing it, trying to shame you out. They feel better if you just stop. Don't make them feel better. Let them feel shame.
All right.
How? Watch this. What is too much for Jesus? What can you do too much for Jesus Christ? Somebody give me an answer. Somebody, I want to know the answer. What is too much that you can do for Jesus?
All right.
What he have done, nobody else can done that. Nobody. To keep your soul out of hell. That's the worst place anybody can go is hell. He went through all of that. Down in hell. Died and went to hell. And come out for our justification. How, who can beat that? But when it comes down to Jesus, we think we can do too much.
Right,
oh boy. He woke you up this morning. I know you had your clock ticking and clocking, but the clock didn't get you up. You set your radio where it didn't come on, but that didn't get you up. It was that same Jesus that hung on the cross. He got you up. How too much you can do for Jesus. When the doctor walk away from your bedside. Took all the muscles that you can take. And then they shake their head at you. And sometimes you go, kick in. They'll wonder what happened.
Thank you.
But when it comes down to Jesus, doing his work, long as we're feeling all right, we're doing too much for it. Come on, and when we was out in the world, we didn't get tired. Saturday night. Hangover Saturday morning and Saturday morning. Get up and go back Saturday night and come in Sunday morning and still you want to go again and you tell me you can do too much for Jesus for what he done for us? No way you can pay. Well, everything you got, everything you can do, all the energy that you put before, you can't pay for what he done for you. And we trust to say, we go to work to church. Every time you look around a church, the jukebox was open, you just said nothing. Ball all night. I ain't trying to down nobody. I'm trying to tell you where she done brought us in. But we think when we got saved, you can do too much. Don't let no shame you out doing for Jesus Christ. No way we can pay him for what he done doing. Nobody can do what he done doing. A lot of folks are die for you, but they can't get up for you. A lot of folks can die for certain folks, but they can't get up. They dead and still dead. But he done something for us that nobody can ever do. So stay faithful. Oh boy. God got a crown of righteousness.
All right, all right.
Let them talk all they want to talk. I'm not both. That means I preach. I preach. I go, I go. I can't go like I used to. I'm got older. I can't go like I used to. But I went. You can't pay him for what he done for you. Don't you never think you can do too much for Christ. If you're doing it just to be seen, don't do it for that.
All right.
Do it because God done something for you, and you doing his work. The devil folks doing their work for him. Why can't we do our work for Jesus?
Amen.
Oh, boy. So let folks shame. I had to bring that in there. I ain't doubting nobody, but don't you let nobody shame you. He gave that boy to sing, you ought to sing it for him.
All right.
The folks got to pay you to sing, sing.
All right.
Beg you to sing, sing. Beg you to come to church. Come to church.
Yeah.
Let the devil know you're coming to church. Yeah. You worship Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you.
Ah, he, God Almighty. I sang a preacher for 20 minutes, but I'm find the world, Jesus. Got himself in a condition like this. The man in the mill. We put him there. Because he loved us. So. When a man give all his life, what else he got to give? He ain't got nothing to offer. He offers his life. That we may have a right. To the tree of life. That's his holy name. The world can't stand Jesus. When I say the world to my worldly folks, they hate Jesus. Here he in on a cross for you and I. And it wasn't no thorn out there. Hanging on a cross ain't no fun. Uh-uh. It's hurting. It's moaning. It's groaning. But he never came down when he could have came. But he stayed right there because he thought about you, 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 and me. He could have come down, but he stayed right there. Because he loves us so. And my brother and sister, three men here hanging on a cross. But we only know one of them. And that was the man in the mill. God Almighty. There was something strange about the man in the mill. Born with without an earthly father. Now that's kind of strange. How in the world can a baby be born without a father? They try to come up with everything, but they haven't come up with nothing yet. But how in the world, but he came here without an earthly father? Strange fellow. God of mine. And they couldn't understand. We still don't understand it, but we do understand that he's God. And God can do what he wants to do. He made the whole world. God Almighty. I got 20 minutes in. He made the whole world. Watch this. He made the whole world and got small enough to get in it. That knock you off your feet. Made the whole world and everything in the world and small himself and got in the world. That blow your mind. Boy, he's some God. I'm glad that God put me on his side. That's his holy. He was the man in the mill. And my brother and sister, there are many well talked about mountains, but none surpass Mount Calvary. because of the man in the middle. You talk about a famous mountain, it's famous now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just because who was hanging on the cross on Mount Calvary.
Right.
Mount Calvary got a famous name.
Yeah.
Because God's Son hung there on the cross.
Yeah.
Strange fellow.
Well.
Strange fellow. This was one of the most greatest mysteries in all the Bible. Is how God fixed up salvation for mankind to get us back home. Look what he had to do to get us back home. I know some of y'all know this, but you know this really not our original home. We didn't come from this earth. Our body came from this earth. Our soul came from heaven. Jesus come down to get our soul. God Almighty. Yeah. He didn't come at the body, but he's going to give us a new body, but he come at the soul.
All right. That's right.
Well, soul got to be important to God.
Yes, sir.
For him to come down here, how come he couldn't send Gabriel? How come he couldn't send Michael? But they weren't good enough. In other words, I can't give nobody that kind of power.
Yeah.
That power only got to come from God.
Yeah. That's right. Yes, sir.
He came down. He the one made the world. And then stepped in it. As a little baby. Boy, you got to blow your mind. And here come a woman pregnant without a man.
Well.
That blow your mind.
All right.
You try to find out how can it be. Just say it will. God can do anything but fail. If he can speak and the whole world came into existence, that wasn't nothing big for God to do. He does what he wants to do. When he wants, can't nobody stop him. And he'll marry pregnant with a baby. It didn't have nothing to do with a man.
All right.
I got 20 minutes in. Watch this. Now, babies, you know, sometimes they really, the mother that carrying her.
All right, yeah.
We have a dose. Sister Nebby, you know, back in the old days, my wife would kept me sitting, but they have to, you know, get a red date. Y'all don't know about red dirt, you know. So on red dirt can kind of help when they're pregnant, you know. But Mary didn't take no red dirt.
Right.
Mary had to go to the doctor every 2 months.
All right.
God, ain't that something strange about that thing? Mary wasn't hurting and nagging him.
Right.
Love was on the inside. Peace was on the inside. God on the inside of her belly. She never had to groan and moan and become the man that fixed pain. Told pain don't come. And Bob the one that carried me. Everything got to obey him. Chain mystery. How salvation got here. She had salvation in her stomach. Had no salvation, my salvation in her stomach. Ain't that something strange? God made himself human. God Almighty. He put on a human dough face. That's all it was, just a human dough face. He put on a human dough face. God, and come and put himself on a cross. And die, that we may have a right to the tree of life. God made himself human to die on a cross for our sin. If you want to see sin at its worst, look at the man in the mill. God Almighty, it was the worst sin that was in the mill. It was. Why, Reverend Walker? Because he had the whole world's sin. All kinds, every kind of sin, he had it on him.
All right.
That's something to think about.
All right.
Yeah. All that, it was the worst sin in history.
Yeah.
Because he had every human being sin on him. He became out of what? Sin. That we can be free from what? Sin. You can't beat that nowhere. And some of us trust and say, "I'm good, Todd."
Yes, sir.
Get in his spot.
All right.
Nails in your hand.
All right.
Nails in your feet. Yeah. Already been beat up with a whip or whatever. Yeah. Already been kicked around. And you go, "I'm good, Todd."
Thank you.
I ain't trying to down one, but I just want y'all to see something. You can't do too much for Christ. For what he done, but we can't pay him no kind of way. For what he done for us, and we trust the drummer and mama. We ought to be glad.
All right.
That God can use a little nobody like me, a little nobody like you. God don't have to use nobody. He can get a bird to do everything we're doing right now. If you want to hear some good liar singing, he can get birds to sing.
All right.
Sometimes you get worse to death, but look what he done. He went through all that just for us. I got 20 minutes in here, you know. If you want to see sin at its worst, look at the man in the mirror. If you want to see love at its best, look at the man in the mirror. Jesus took our place. Always remember that. He took our place. And my brother and sister, Jesus being crucified was the most saddest day in all of man's history. It was a sinful day. He became our sin. Many things happened that day because of the man in the mirror. Strange and unusual things happened because of the man in the mirror. We read about two thieves who made history because of the man in the mirror. They would never be noticed, but they made history because of the man in the mirror. And my brother and sister, I said, strange thing happened that day. It got dark that day because of the man in the mirror. It was a twofold dark. It was physical dark and spiritual dark. Two kinds of dark. Spiritual dark and what? Physical dark. God, and the earth quaked that day because of the man in the mirror. And not only that, my brothers and sisters, the veil in the temple was rent from top to the bottom because of the man in the mirror. There's something strange about that fella in the mirror. The fella in the mirror got you sitting where you are. Got me standing where it got you singing what you're singing because of the man in the mirror. Thank God for the man in the mirror. The suffering of Jesus was on our behalf. Jesus didn't have no sin. He was perfect. That means he had to get Jesus. He had to get somebody what? Perfect. Without sin. He was pure. Direct from heaven. He come to die on our behalf. All that Christ ever did, he did it for us. For our benefit. For our good. Look at yourself. Say, "Lord, thank you for saving me." Call him out. Now watch I do. Something strange about that fella in the mirror. He was, I will say, he was despised and rejected for my sake. Everybody said for my sake. Alright, then he carried our sorrow and painful punishment on our behalf. He was wounded for our transgression. He did all that on our behalf. He was bruised for our iniquity, or on our behalf. He was oppressed and afflicted on our behalf. He took our chastisement upon himself on our behalf. They call him a blasphemer, a lawbreaker, and a madman on our behalf. All of this on your behalf and my behalf. And there is a Jesus on the cross between two thieves dying for you and me. He didn't die for himself. He died for you and me.
Amen.
I'm trying to get folk to think. For you. For you. For you. For you. For you. For you. For me. Think. Think. You got to think. You got to think.
Thank you, Jesus.
For you.
Yes, sir.
For you and me.
Yes, sir.
He wasn't dying for himself.
Right.
He was perfect.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what it took, somebody perfect to die for our sin. All of come here sinful.
That's right.
He died for that sin 6,000 years ago that Adam messed up on. That's what he died for.
Yeah. Well,
that sin for you.
Yeah.
Watch this now. I ain't trying to make nobody feel better. I'm just trying to get you to thinking. If I can get you to thinking, I got you. I mean, you got to think.
You
got to think. Think. Now, watch the devil. The devil said, you go to church too much.
Uh-huh.
God didn't tell you that. The devil told you.
Uh-huh.
Jesus fell not by summoning yourself together. Now, how are you going to come and condemn me for going?
All right.
You tired. You know you're tired. But if something happened to your body, faith ain't going to Jesus. And we'll say in a minute, well, I can't go up with a doctor, but I'm pinning on Jesus. That's who's supposed to pin on Jesus. But think, when the devil trying to stop you from being faithful, but look what he done. He was faithful to us, wasn't he? He could have come up that cross when he got ready. But he thought about you and me. What's going to happen to the human race if I come off this cross? But he thought about us. He looked down. Can I say it, y'all? He looked down and saw little Walker. I thought about Walker. Now, you bring up your own name. I'm thinking about mine right now. Thought about me. He thought about you. He thought about you. He could have stayed in heaven, but he thought about you. Never forget that. When the devil trying to stop you from doing things for Jesus, you better go on and do it for Jesus.
All right.
He died for you. He died for you. Oh.
My.
Went through all this just for us. The man in the mirror. And everything that Jesus ever done on this earth is for our benefit. This whole world future was dependent upon this one man in the mill. Will he get up out the grave? That's the key. All that time, we ain't got saved yet. I got 20 minutes, ain't ya? 20 minutes. He hadn't got saved yet. God Almighty. All that suffering.
All right.
Laughing at it.
Right.
But we still not saved yet.
Right. Yes. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Spirit in the side.
Yes,
still not saved yet.
Yes,
it's time somebody heard out left fitting. You go home and sit down.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he could have come cross. He could have come down off that cross.
All right.
Hurt your lip and ain't got it. He better not hit you. You know, no matter what I hit you, know, they get hurt out of their feelings.
Yeah.
You know, can I use y'all quiet for a minute? You know, yeah. She thinks she can sing. She can't sing, girl. Yeah, he thinks she can sing. Yeah, then the devil's going to see to you getting it.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, Mayor said, you can't sing. Y'all get out the choir.
Right.
And then you get in bed, go home and sit down. Control you.
That's right.
You're not singing to make folks feel good. You're singing to give God some glory and some praise.
That's right.
real. That's all God wants you to be. God tired of putting on anyway. Be yourself. God made you like He made you. You ain't got to act like nobody else. Just be yourself. I made you like this. Now you use what I gave you.
Thank you.
I'm not, but Paul can't sing like me.
No, sir. Ain't that the
truth? Oh.
Right,
oh, but he can sing. He can give God glory.
Amen.
If he's cracking up his voice, long as he real, God eating it up. We got to understand that. God made me to be me.
Yes.
He made you to be you.
Yes. That's right.
Amen.
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 That's right.
He made you just like He wants to make you. Sometimes I wonder, I just wonder. You know, why can God and blah, blah, blah. I just shut my mouth. You better shut your, you better be glad you're alive, boy.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty made you just like He wants to make you. Use what you got for Him. If I give you too much, I couldn't stand you. I couldn't give you what I gave her. I couldn't give you what I gave him. I couldn't stand you. You get lifted up in pride. Be thankful how God done made you. But you what He gave you. God Almighty. My brother and sister, if Jesus had not gotten up out that grave, oh my man's future hope would have been gone. Ain't that right? But He got up out of that grave. And that's all the devil wants, just to keep him in the grave. But he stayed there. And Easter eggs ain't got nothing to do with it. The devil bring all that stuff on us. What the egg got to do with him getting up out of the grave?
Thank you.
He stayed there 3 days and three nights. He wasn't nowhere worrying about nothing. Because God don't know what worrying is. He already had it fixed that he don't get up out of that grave. That's His holy name. Called Himself having soldiers around the tomb to make sure nobody steals His body away. Don't realize that He is the head of everything. The rock. Everybody said rock.
Rock.
The rock that they closed the hole of the grave up with.
Yes.
Jesus said, that's my rock.
Yes.
That rock belongs to me.
Yes.
I made that rock. Because He is the rock.
Yes.
All the other rocks are just a rock.
Yes.
But He is the rock.
Yes.
That's His holy name. He the rocks of ages.
Yes.
He is the rock.
Yes.
They call Himself getting the rock, laying Him on a rock. And then they got another a rock that blocked the hole up, that blocked the rock in. They didn't know He was the rock. And 3 days and three nights, the rock started rocking rock. The rock started rocking on the A rock. And the A rock said, you got to get up. I can't handle no more. B rock stepped off A rock and told the rock that had the dump block up, move that rock. And he stepped out. So B rock still alive that night. We know He lived because He lived in us. I don't know your day, but one Sunday evening. One Sunday evening, He rocked me.
Yeah.
I got the rock in my heart right now. Do you have the rock in your heart?
Yeah.
I said, do you have the rock in your heart?
Yeah.
He got up.
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 Yeah.
He's alive.
That He lives.
Yes.
Cause He lives in my soul.
Yes.
you cheering for?
Yeah.
Why are you cheering?
Because
yeah. after a while, all that don't stop.
Yeah. Amen.
And you can say, when you meet him, face to face,
yeah.
I come short, but I've done all I could.
Well, well.
Because I know what you've done for me.
Yes, sir.
Don't be ashamed of your church. Wait for him while it's day.
Yeah.
But when night comes,
uh-huh.
no man can work. Everybody got the meaning.
Yes, sir.
I said everybody. Everybody. One day got to meet Jesus. You want to meet him with your head up. You come show. I said, but with your head up. I done my best.
Yeah.
Do all you can for him. Because we're in an everlasting debt.
Yeah.
One we can't pay out. And if you're not saved, you can be saved today. That's what he come here for. To save us. That's what he got about the grace for. To save us. Whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The writer said he died, but he didn't stay dead. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. That means saved. Keep from going to hell. You'll go to heaven back with him when he come back at his church. When you leave his world, you'll go back to heaven where you come from. All souls came out of heaven. Jesus come to take us back where we come from. And he's the only way to get there is through him. As the choir give us a song, the doors of the church is open. Will there be one? You may come. May God bless you. May God keep you.
Lord bless you, Pastor. Bless you, Pastor. Bless you.
Yeah.
Will that be one? I want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior. He died for you. That's what he died for. He died for you to go back home where you come from. That's the only way to get back. That means that I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man can go to the Father except they come by me. That's what salvation is all about. It's through Jesus Christ. May God bless you, ushers.